Hi guys.
Great day, guys. You guys here, we're playing the late great Bob Marley, as today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Bob Marley.
A very happy birthday to him, as he's made many, many milestones for us through music.
And we.
Almost definitely we guys. Now, come on, he is the king. He surpasses even, you know, I have Snoop Dogg up
now. No, he passes him.
No, he passes Snoop fucking Dogg. Yep. The stories you hear.
He's the king. He's literally
about him smoking at concerts and how thick the smoke was. And guys, also, are you guys ready? It's also TT's birthday. Happy birthday. So we have two greats. We have the late, great Bob Marley and the beautiful and great TT. Happy fucking birthday.
I love it. Thank you.
You guys are here at Two Mary Janes High MVK Podcast. I am here for you. Steph, Keisha, here. Again, TT.
TT's here.
Yep, TT's here.
That's the name I'm sticking to.
As usual, guys, please go to our Instagram page at Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. Please follow. Please like our post. Please comment. DM us. Let us know what you want to hear. What kind of content you're looking forward to. We are also now officially on YouTube. We are trying to get our customized URL. In order to do that, you must have a minimum of 100 subscribers. We are currently at 40.
Yes,
come on, guys. Help us get our customized URL because you know we are here to give you the information for cannabis life, cannabis culture, for the cannabis community. Right, TT?
We're here to give you that bullshit.
That too. That too. So please head on over to YouTube, Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. Head over to Instagram at Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. Like, subscribe, follow, comment. Come on, guys.
Come on over.
We're going to get right on.
Happy Black History Month, you guys.
Most
all month long. It's really all year, as you guys
know.
It's
for your life.
Literally.
However, you know, we get February, so we're here in February. Happy Black History Month. Don't forget at Two Mary Janes High and BK and at Bud Bundy on Instagram are having a contest. Do not forget about our contest. Please go on our page to follow the rules.
That's right.
The prize is 2 free tickets to a cannabis event along with free edibles. Come on, guys.
Get in there. We got a lot of shit going on.
We have so much for you guys.
Please come join.
Be involved. Hit up at Two Mary Janes High and BK Podcast.
And a lot more coming.
We got Instagram.
A lot of people requesting to do interviews. Yep. So we'll be doing interviews.
We'll have a lot of interviews. We'll be doing more events shortly.
Yes, we will.
We're trying to get together the goodies for you guys. We don't want to show up and not be able to like represent.
That's right.
We want to represent. Have you guys come back.
So if Keisha is really big on the having shit for the events, and she's trying to hold us hostage until we have that available. So,
yeah, in essence, yes.
We working, you guys.
We working for y'all, motherfuckers.
Okay, let's start with the IG page of the week. We'll just jump around today.
All right.
Mine is going to be Green Hop, I think.
Green Hop?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna hop on the greens.
I think that's it.
Green hopping.
All of my shit is in my phone. It's not really.
That's alright because we're still here.
Smarta.
And we know it's green hop.
Way to do this.
About to tell y'all Instagram page of the week.
Okay. Oh, that's what I said. The Instagram page of the week.
Yes.
I did. You're right. just ignore me.
Got me off.
I'm gonna go to. Okay, so Green Hop, it's the first hip hop dispensary in the world. They are paying homage to the culture. They are not in New York. Womp, womp, womp.
But good for all those who are not in New York.
Right. They're in Portland, Oregon, because, you know, that's where weed and shit is really, really popping and legalized and all that shit. But you guys need to check them out. Their hours are... only the store hours are Sunday through Saturday. 8:30 a.m. to 9:45 p.m. They also have a YouTube page. They have events. They have deals that you can find on their Instagram page as well. So when you visit, you know, actually when you go in the store, you can see what the dispensary looks like. It's really cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's the Packers colors for any Packers fans out there.
How did you know that?
Because I have a friend that loves the Packers.
I was going to say, is it on the page? Because how would you know
that? She's always posting about the Packers and she just bought a wallet.
Oh, so you know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's my page, Green Hop. It's really cool. It's really, really cool inside.
You got to check the page
out. You got to check the page out. If you're in Oregon, obviously stop by.
Definitely.
If you plan to visit Oregon, put it on the list.
Please do. Because when we go, that's where we go.
You're right.
When we go. So, guys, my Instagram page of the week, I try to bring you guys different things in regards to cannabis. And sometimes I go off topic, but this week I'm not. It is cannabis. So I have, for the Instagram page of the week, Alchemist_420. An alchemist is not spelled as alchemist. It's ALCHEMI5T_420. He is a passionate grower. What made me go to his page is I am a cannabis lover. I like to find out what the strains are, what they do, what they can yield in terms of if I ever decided to become a vendor, I want to know which plants yield the most amount of buds that I can make the most capital. Make money. So Alchemist_420 is a passionate grower. He's a grower who enjoys posting pics of his babies, his plants, with you thought it was his babies. No, his page is totally geared towards cannabis. Okay. He is a grower of cannabis. I like to call them botanists because cannabis is a plant, and it flowers. Mm-hmm. And when you go to school for botany, you learn a lot and to be able to be a better grower. I don't know. I mean, you definitely can do it on your own. But I feel like if you go take courses, it's like, how can you ever go wrong in any way? So he's a grower who enjoys posting pics of his babies, which are his plants. He likes to post information about the strain, what it yields, what it looks like, what it tastes like, how it helps you in terms of medicinal purposes. He posts vendors as well. I'm unaware if he sells or not, but because he doesn't have a website, I assume if you wanted any further information about the plants that you see that he grows and how much they yield and how he goes forth in growing them and helping them be healthy and it's pesticide free. He was very clear on his page that his shit is pesticide free. So I suggest you guys go to, at Alchemist_420. Alchemist is ALCH. EMI5T_420. All right, guys, go check them out. For all those people who want to be vendors, for all those growers, for all those who are currently entering in the beginning stages, I truly suggest you go check his page out. He gives great information, and I'm sure he doesn't mind messages. Instagram page of the week. All right, so the next thing we're going to go to is the app of the week.
App of the week.
Yes, for the intro. I typically go on the Google Play Store. I have an Android. This one is Android and iOS. iOS is the iPhone compatible. It's called Zamalia. Z is in zebra. A is in apple. M is in Mary. A is in apple. L is in Larry. I is in ice. A is in apple. It's a pocket weed encyclopedia. Much like we come on here and we give you information about cannabis and the strain, the effects, the medical purposes, and the negatives that go along with it, this app does the same. It registers the most famous weed strains. It gives you descriptions. It gives you the effects, the medical effects, the negative effects, all that I just mentioned. I enjoyed it because I really do research my strains because I really want to know how they affect me. Okay. I do because recently I've been smoking a lot of them that make my mouth dry. Now I go really research it because I don't like my mouth being dry. It just it does not feel good to feel like you got cotton mouth. So go check out Zamalia. Z is in zebra, A is in apple, M is in Mary, A is in apple, L is in Larry, I is in ice, A is in apple, especially for those who don't have any idea of that there are different strains of weed or don't have any idea of how they affect you. Each one affects you differently and can aid you differently depending on the health issue. Go check out Zomalia. That is my app of the week.
Much better than last week. So, my strain, guys, I have two. I mean, my app, excuse me.
Oh, I love to, girl.
I'm sorry. My first one is the Social Weed. It is a pretty cool app. It encompasses a find a dispensary option, discover flowers, cook with cannabis, explore community news, attend events, and of course they have a shop for their, you know, own merch. But I downloaded it and then I opened up a couple things. So of course you put your address in and then it tells you dispensaries and stuff in the area. It obviously works better for places that actually have legalized marijuana. So I couldn't find many here, but I searched in Oregon and Las Vegas and a bunch of them came up. So works for those areas. It gives you obviously strains. So just like Keisha's app, the encyclopedia, this one will give you the strains and give you information on each strain and what it does and all that stuff. Whether it's indica, sativa, all of that. They have recipes. So I checked that out. Of course, I love the recipes. Wake and bake pineapple smoothie, cannabis infused sugar cookies. Some shrimp scampi infused. So they just have different recipes. Of course, they tell you what you need to cook it. In the news section, they give you like a greener lifestyle, uses for CBD information, and a ton of different other information types and benefits of concentrates. Just a bunch of news, excuse me. There's an events section and it goes by date. It's like a calendar and they have all different states. So they have like CannaCon in Boston, Marijuana Business Conference Expo in Toronto, and it just goes on and on. So that app was pretty cool. It has a lot of information. Then I found this cool game that was Guess the Weed Strain. I thought that was cool. I know. I don't think I would be good at it. They give you like an emoji. And then a color or something like that. And then you got to put the two pictures together and figure out what it is.
No, I'm going to download that shit.
Yeah, so that looked pretty fun. So this, the Social Weed is my first app. And my second app is Guess the Weed Strain. Let's move on to the Law of the Week.
Law of the Week. We're going into the law. Law of the I'm really going slow week because I had to turn the page and it took me a second because, you know, we smoke while we do the podcast. Today I was going to go into Chicago and give you some information in regards to Chicago and the legalities that go along with marijuana use there. However, I came across a better article. I was up in Forbes because this is relevant information.
Read my shit of the week. Go ahead.
I told you about this. You was like, babe, why are you talking about it now? No, so clearly you didn't see.
Sorry. Shit, go ahead.
So, there will be the first marijuana meeting of the new Congress. It's scheduled, and it's scheduled to consider changes in federal laws for this year, 2019, in regards to cannabis. You know, that house was controlled by the Republicans for several years, and they blocked many votes in regards to cannabis, its usage, recreational, medicinal, and so forth. Now, the chambers are majority Democratic. Okay. So, you know, more people who are open to and understanding the great, how marijuana is a great usage, not only healthy in terms of using it bodily, but like monetarily for the states.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if the, you know, federal level is still illegal, but for the states.
Anyway, they're having their first marijuana meeting on February 13th. It's a hearing to examine difficulties the marijuana business face in opening and maintaining bank accounts. Okay. I didn't even realize that they would have issues considering that state laws would dictate that it's legal, mm-hmm. but they have to operate off of federal law.
Okay.
And the financial service providers are reluctant to work with the industry out of fear of violating money laundering drug laws, which I can't completely understand considering it's only legal on the state side.
It's that's
crazy. Right. It's not federal. Wow. Federal, it is still considered a Schedule I drug. It is still considered a harmful drug. But they're going into Congress this week to at least discuss that. And I decided to bring that up because there's so many people that are going into the vending business for marijuana. There's so many people who are growing it and selling it to vendors. I mean, I guess it's vendor. Either way, you know, vendors are having difficulty because they have to prove when you go to a bank and it's anything over $9,999 that you are depositing. If it's $10,000 or more, they want to know where that money is coming from. And you have to show proof as to where. So these people, because
maybe they should like come up with a side business concept and just ask for
the smart people. The smart people might, but then that's still considered fraud. You know, there are people who may, right? No, that's really smart. But I guess people who are just feel like
boys do it.
But I figure they're thinking it's okay because it's statewide,
right.
it's
legal.
What would be the issue?
I didn't think the same thing. I didn't even think about that until now.
I brought this up because there's so many people who want to grow. There's so many people who want to sell, and you guys will have issues trying to open back a business account indicating it's a cannabis business. Yeah. So, but they're going in on February 13th to discuss this, to vote on it, to make a decision. Yeah, I assume. So hopefully it'll be some good news. We got to stay up to par on what the fuck Congress and the House is really, really doing. The House representatives and the Congress and whatever. They're not just. Anyway, I'm talking too much. That was my law of the week. I hope you guys found that really informative because I truly did. It was so much more, but I gave you the bones.
Yes, that was really good though. Mm-hmm. It's informative.
Mine, I don't have a law, but not two things, but one just random fact that Oregon has so much weed that they want to keep some away. Yeah, they have too much. Not enough space.
Do you remember one of our last podcasts? I talked about there were states who were going to run out of weed because of the demand and didn't have enough. Would be perfect.
Right. Hopefully just lend them over to sell it over there.
That Oregon needs to get rid of some shit so that they can be sure they don't run out of no shit. I don't know how it works.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's
where did I put this? Maybe it's in my favorites.
So guys.
Thank you.
You know, we here. Remember at Tamara Jane's High BK Podcast on Instagram. Guys, come on, go follow us. Come and interact with us. We're really fun. Clearly you can see that. And if you go on YouTube, you can really see
fun.
How fucking crazy we are when we in it together and just enjoying ourselves and just giving out the great vibes. So go on YouTube, subscribe. We're trying to get that customized URL. We want to build with you guys. It's not only for us. It's really here for you. We're here to give you what you want. So come on, guys. Let us know what you want to hear.
Okay. I'm going to pass.
Okay. So we didn't do the strain of the week.
I know. Here you go.
All right, guys. You know where we going. We're going to strain of the week. Strain of the week. Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a poll real quick, guys, because she really, was here. I was right about to take a poll. Mm-hmm. Taking it right now. Listen.
I thought something came up on the screen. I was about to say, oh, shit.
No dick pics came out. So, guys, I'm here with my strain of the week. And you guys know that Steph Keisha does not disappoint. And this week I said, fuck the sativa. Fuck that shit. I'm tired of smoking sativa and not being able to sit here and be relaxed. I mean, I'm still relaxed. But, you know, for our indica, it's like you're just like couch potato. Like what you said? You ain't see that line on the wall move a little bit? So I bring you Brand X. Can y'all believe it? Brand X is also known as Astapow Indica. It's a decades old. They consider it an heirloom strain. It comes from Michigan. It has an earthy pine smell with a hint of mint. I'm not going to lie to you guys. When they always talk about like these strains smell like these things, you know, I'm around weed so much. I don't smell anything.
Do you think it all smells the same?
I don't smell anything when I smoke weed.
You don't?
No, that's why when you say, damn, girl.
No, but do you smell...
Only if, like, right, you see this? I'll go like this. If I go like this. And if I open the bag, yes. Like, if I just have it on me, no. I won't smell, like, myself, like, the weed on me. No. So I don't believe the mint, but, you know, it's possibly there. The effects are, because you guys know... First and foremost, it says sleepy. You know right the fuck there that's Takesha's strain. I'm always trying to go to sleep. I don't want to motherfucking be able to see shit when I get off of work, come home, and after I do what I need to do, I want to chill. You know, before I chill, though, it helps you feel a little happy, relaxed, hungry. You know, you want to get a little munchy in before you lay down for the night. Who can go wrong with sleepy, happy, relaxed, hungry? Those are the effects. You know, I go into medicinal. Medicinal effects are, it helps with pain. We all go through pain here and there. It helps with insomnia. Come on, guys. A lot of us smoke because we can't motherfucking go to sleep at night. Because we stress the fuck out or depressed. And guess what? It helps with those two. And you saw how it says it makes you hungry. Guess what? Lack of appetite. There's many people out there who are dealing with cancer, who are taking chemo. Chemo takes away your appetite. They try to give you THC pills. It does not work. THC pills does not open up your appetite. It doesn't do anything. You can eat this. You can have this baked into something that you like, and it will definitely assist you, and you'll be able to eat. The negative effects, because you guys, I told you I'm sick of dry mouth, is dry eyes, dry mouth, and very slight paranoia, I guess, especially if your ass is just starting. Don't go to Brand X, niggas. I mean, come on, the name is Brand motherfucking X. But that is definitely my strain of the week, guys. If you ever come across it, you guys have to most definitely give it a try. Again, it's an indica dominant strain, and they consider it an heirloom strain.
Heirloom.
All right. Sorry.
Ooh. It's not my fault. It just keeps popping in my head.
She must have did something today that made her go.
Okay, my strain is. Can you shut up?
Go ahead, strain. Oh, now I gotta shut up.
Yes.
I'm saying what the fuck you said now because you ready to do your strain, bitch. Go ahead, do your strain.
It's Blue Frost.
All right. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Blue Frost, girl.
I'm just gonna, cause the top part of my thing is, I don't know where it went. There we go. That happens to do that often. It's a hybrid. It balances the genetics of Blue Monster and Jack Frost to create a 64 to 40 indica dominant cross. Breeder Golden Seed has developed this strain to produce dense buds that show a range of deep violet hues and produces a pungent mixture of aromas. The flavor is an interesting combination of sweet fruity notes with a sharp cheese-like undertone.
Ooh, cheese. I don't want no motherfucking cheese.
That sounds weird.
Yes.
I would want to smoke it just to see, like...
If you could taste the cheese.
Fruity and cheese, yeah.
Well, fruity cheese go
like,
together.
I know, but it doesn't sound like good in a blunt. Yeah.
Well, what's the name of it
again? Blue Frost.
We're going to try this motherfucking Blue Frost. I'm going to find it.
It's sure to uplift your mood. And replace any stress you may have with a smile on your face.
Oh, shit. I need to smoke that shit.
That's what I'm about to say. It sounds like a strain for me. The effects are relaxed, euphoric, tingly, happy, and uplifted. It helps with pain. Pain is the top of the list. Stress is also at the top of the list. Fatigue, depression, and nausea.
Again, there's so many people out there who are dealing with health issues, and
a lot of cancer. So I'm telling you guys, as much as you can, you don't have to smoke it. These strains mm-hmm. can be, the THC can be extracted from these strains, and you can have it made into your foods as or your desserts. Like, really, and it works. Just give it a try. You don't have to smoke it. You know, actually smoking it in the old times, in terms of what they did with it medicinally, they didn't want you to smoke it, like, because, you know, mm-hmm. the, whatever we roll with is fucking mm-hmm. in our lungs.
Yeah.
But if you eat it or drink it, you can even extract it into yep. a tincture. They call it a tincture.
And they have this, and on that app, they had a cocktail.
Give it a try, guys.
Marijuana cocktail is so cute.
Y'all are now hearing it and feel like, oh, look my good God. Too. Now, if your job don't want you to do it, don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Y'all ain't about to say, add to Mary Jane's time. Podcast got y'all got me fired. Nope. Y'all got to do right and follow whatever rules you choose to.
Yeah, good point. Yes. You choose to follow.
I'm going to follow mine. I'm going to smoke that blue frost.
Yeah, shit, I'm about to say, she don't even know what a rule is.
Shit, no.
She don't even know what that means.
I try not to break them. I try not to.
The negative effects are dry mouth, dry eyes. Dry mouth is at the top of the list, by the way. Dry eyes, headache, anxious, and paranoid.
Well, no weed has ever given me a headache. I'm okay with the paranoia. I'll be in my house. dry mouth?
It says, the review says they're born and raised in southern Humboldt country. Best smelling, tasting, and best high. It's very hard to describe the taste, but my description would be blueberry, purple kush, cheese blend. The high is very nice, body high, and a powerful head high. I recommend this to patients who suffer from depression, pain, anxiety, and insomnia, to name a few. Jesus.
We gonna name a few of them niggas.
God,
a few of them niggas, motherfuckers. Two of them. We fooling them out now. Not fluid. We fooling them.
How's it going? Stop. I gotta pee. Okay, the question of the week.
Oh, I forgot about it. Did That's I need okay. to come up
no.
with
one?
Okay, because...
But you can next week, though.
Okay, next week I will.
The question is... I think last week it was relationship-based. It was about the black girl dating the white guy. So the new question is, if you, you know, got married to someone, obviously you dated or whatever for a few years, you finally got married, and then afterwards they told you, like, you know, they had an encounter with a man and they liked it and they wanted to know if they could, you know, either do it on the side or bring a guy in. What would you say?
The wife?
I know the man.
The man had sex with a man?
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring the man into our relationship?
Yeah. But like before, not like before they got married. And he never did it afterwards. But now he wants to, yeah. Yes, it is.
I have two answers because, okay. You know, there's two sides of me.
Okay.
So, if there was ever a truly free world, mm-hmm. free of ridicule, mm-hmm. free of anyone judging you based on the standards you choose to live by, mm-hmm. I would most definitely allow him to live his life
okay.
in terms of that. You know, you are, I want you to be happy.
And then you would do the same too?
Depending on how I feel. I don't think it's worth it anymore to go outside of your relationship.
Would you stay?
In my opinion.
Would you stay married?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the world we live in today, mm-hmm. no nigga, you ain't about to go fuck no nigga. Ah! Motherfucker, nah nigga, ain't nobody about to sit over here and see you out with a nigga or all grinding up on mm-hmm. a nigga in the club because they and they, nah nigga, you ain't about to have not a motherfucker talking shit.
What?
No.
Yeah, Caribbean came out right there. Talking
shit.
No. Okay, so no, not in this world.
No.
My answer is no. Not in any world. Yeah.
I know my yep. friend very, very well.
That's right.
Not in any motherfucking world.
Okay. Gossip corner.
Oh, guys. Oh, my goodness. You know, I typically do a song. And I'm not this week,
yes,
motherfuckers.
You are.
Every no.
You've been doing this song the whole damn episode.
It's going to be called... Okay, you got to... Let me sing for you guys.
Gossip Corner. Gossip Corner.
We going on into this motherfucking Gossip Corner. We here. Gossip Corner. I'm going to start off with some like real light shit. I know if y'all are like in the social media world and you follow like Ratchet TV and so forth, and you know, you just really like to be caught up in the gossip of these B-list celebrities. Let's talk about Blac Chyna and her new boo, now officially her old boo. I do not know his name. I didn't feel like looking it up because guess what? I don't give a fuck. However, it was funny. They were on vacation somewhere and they were arrested due to a physical altercation. So it was being said that, like, you know, she was in an abusive relationship, but she shut those rumors down real quick. Like, no. Well, let me explain something to you. If y'all were in a physical altercation, wherever you were, I'm pretty sure you were in other physical altercations. Y'all just got caught because y'all was in a hotel room and niggas called the popo on y'all motherfucking ass. And you had to say, no, you weren't in getting abused, because Rob would take that shit straight to the motherfucking courts, bitch, and Dream would be his. All his. Anyway, that was one of my, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Blac Chyna. I think she's beautiful. I love her build a body. I like that she's business minded, because I don't give a fuck what the fuck y'all niggas is saying. That woman is making money. She don't give a shit who got to say what. But girl, I peep this shit right here, girl. And stop going out with these. I mean, you know what? Be happy, girl. Make your world happy. Be happy. But she wasn't happy in this one because they not together. They was beating each other ass again.
Well, that's what Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked was saying. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
He was like, every time I see her, somebody, she's giving her pussy to somebody else. And then the girl was like, April, Omarion's baby mom, was like, no, if that's what makes her happy, let her do what she wants. That's what she said. Hey, I think she should do whatever she wants. If she's not embarrassed by, you know, her moves and situations, then who cares?
I concur.
Fuck it. Okay.
What?
J-Lo's going to do the Motown tribute.
Rodent Academy? Let me explain something to you. Do you want to move forward and say anything?
Now I'm going to know what you think.
Girl! When the Shade Room posted that shit, all right? I went on there because I comment. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I said, why? She can't even sing.
Oh, shit.
That was my reasoning. Then when I realized
that was my reasoning.
Yes. And then when I realized it was Black History Month, I was like, wait, you know, she is a black woman. I don't care what y'all say. Hispanic people are black. They were just dropped off on another island. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. But outside of that, there are other soulful singers who were around in the Motown era who can still sing these soulful songs. What the fuck are you doing getting J-Lo flat ass? Not flat literal ass, but like flat voiced ass. Like, she cannot sing. She's a beautiful entertainer. She's a beautiful dancer. She can act. I believe she can act better than she can sing.
She can.
So, girl, why did you even accept this? And fuck you, Grammys, for even playing yourself on that.
Fuck you.
With all these beautiful black melanated people who are still alive and can sing their ass off. Who can sing.
They got some other people in there, like, to do some other things, and it seems like they picked pretty good people, so I was really confused as to how we got to, like, randomly
show up. Somebody pulled a string up in that motherfucker.
But, like, why?
Because, girl, you're not even out on the charts right now. I couldn't even get a new person that know how to sing.
That's true. I don't get it.
What we got? We got it's them so two random. Twins that sang at the Super Bowl. Yeah. We got Ella May.
They're going to be there.
Nigel just had a baby, though, so she can't get up there.
She can't be.
I mean, if she wanted to, but she just had the baby.
So what? She was up there with the baby in her belly, so she could do it without the baby.
Teyana Taylor, because she has first of all, she can sing, and she has a beautiful stage presence.
Yeah, she can't be doing all that.
No. But I feel like she knows how to
turn it down,
switch it up.
Okay.
She's an entertainer. She doesn't have a choice.
And a producer.
You know, there's just, I'm just naming some, like, people who are
options.
And those are not even the one, you know, there are
the top.
I don't like. There she goes, the top ones. You see, I couldn't even get because I wasn't trying to.
Not like that. I don't mean top like that. I mean people who, you know, when we're thinking of soul and all that stuff, like when
Jennifer
you
Hudson, Taylor,
yeah, yeah, LaDC. That's what I mean. Like the yes, all those people.
I'm sorry, you know, there's so many more. Like, guys, come on, Grammys, come on.
Okay,
so, I don't even watch it anyway, but I'm just saying. Like,
we're both on the same page.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Especially on Black History Month.
What the fuck is wrong with them people? And she black guys, so I can't go against that. But what the fuck is wrong with these people?
fuck wrong with you?
Did y'all hear about Jules Santana wanting to delay his prison entry to go to an event, I believe, that was given by Wyclef, or is to be given by Wyclef? If he don't go sit his motherfucking ass down.
Is it like, I don't get it. Is it something specific or?
Once I saw that, I made my opinion and I moved past it. I didn't even read further because I was just like, go do your time. Get out on good behavior. Unless it's federal time, then you're doing the whole 2 years. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to know. If I was a judge, I'd be like, no, take your ass to jail. Hey, turn it the other way. It's the other way. It wasn't the right way. It was the other way you were supposed to pull up. I'm lying. Anyway, Jules Santana, go ahead. You married your woman, you get your conjugal visits, come back home, do good, and make the money, and live blissfully. And try to live and love your wife fully and wholly. That's my advice to you. When we fuck up, sometimes, it's not all the time you get caught with your fuckeries, but when you do, you know.
I wonder why it was the wife life event you wanted to go to.
I don't remember. Has me that pen. You can't have my pen.
Thank you. That's kind of big. Do you remember Real Housewives of Potomac?
No.
You remember not one person on there? Remember, like, the older lady, and she was wearing army fatigue, and they all sat around in a thing, and then the younger girl, she has, like, curly hair, and she has a white husband, and she went to have a baby.
Yeah!
You remember them?
Yeah!
Okay, on to the next one.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay, Tyra Banks is opening a model theme park. It's called Model Land.
I'm not going.
Oh, I was wondering why you were looking at me like that.
I'm not going to no motherfucking Model Land. For what? So I can hate myself? Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go to Takesha Land. I'm Steph Keisha Land.
They have every size model, Takesha.
They do, but I'm not going to Model Land. I can go to my own Model Land. I'm not paying to go do that shit. If I go for free, I go.
Okay.
If somebody buy me a ticket, I go. But if you think I'm going to my motherfucking pocket and paying Tyra Banks to go to her Model Land, you crazy. I like you, Tyra, but nah.
Okay.
It ain't going down. What you think? You going? You going to Model Land?
Yeah, I
want to
see what's in there. You going to pay for my ticket? There. No, but I want to see what's in there.
I'm not going with you.
I want to see what's in there.
Kendra, go with you. Kendra, yes, go with her.
Liam Nelson.
First of all, I don't know what to talk about first, if I should talk about his comment or the reason why I thought he said the comment.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Which one goes first?
That motherfucker. One of his friends was raped, and she was raped by a melanated person. I shouldn't say it like that because we're all melanated. She was raped by a black person. And when he found out, he said that he went into a certain type of neighborhood, mm-hmm. and he was just hoping that a black man would start some problems with him so he can kill the black bastard, quote unquote. And he went on to say, you know, he feels terrible about even doing or saying or feeling that way. You know, it was just an awful thing, but that's where he was in that moment because of what happened to his friend. I was once a fan of Liam Nielsen. He will never, ever get a dime of Steph Keisha's money from this point forward. We do make mistakes, and we should be forgiven, but you cannot go and take out your aggressions on a group or single out one person from a group that you decided to dislike based on one person's error. One person's fucked upness. Like, I have to tell myself this a lot of times. But come on now. That's disgusting. And I didn't want to hear it. And furthermore, you did it because, you know, talking shit about black people right now is the way to get your name out there. And you have a movie coming. And so maybe those who support what your comment is now, more of those who feel that we will go to your movie. That's real fucked up to do for some fucking money. But, you know, people do what they got to do for money. And that's their business.
I think I don't think I can support him, but I if he says he doesn't feel that way anymore, I believe him. It's like that was 40 years ago. Blah 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 blah.
What if it really would have happened where he would have gone into an altercation with a black man and he would have reacted off of his anger towards someone else, not even this person? But because they bucked up, now you're like, oh, I got a reason.
hopefully be in jail, but that's very possible that he wouldn't during that time. So, then no.
But I'm disgusted, guys.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
It's disappointing.
I don't want to see this shit no more. Just like, come on. Like, come the fuck on. I got one, but it's heavy. It might as well, because that shit was heavy.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys watch the news. I don't. But I read a lot of articles, because while I'm on social media, I come across many, many things. And I came across, there was a 29-year-old woman in a nursing home, a rehabilitative nursing home. She was in a coma for a very long time, mm-hmm. and she was pregnant. She had the baby, and they didn't know she was pregnant, which means she was sexually assaulted. Yes. Wow. They said, my understanding is she wasn't in a coma, but she was in such a state that she wasn't able to consent in any way towards anything. Mm-hmm. And they found a black man who did this. Because they tested all the men that worked with her. Mm. They took their DNAs to match it against the baby's DNA, and it matched. It matched. Now, I want you guys to know, I have had friends who worked in nursing homes. I'm going to tell you guys one thing one of my friends told me. She was like, you know, they don't have enough supplies. Sometimes the clients would, you know, defecate on themselves, and they wouldn't have enough stuff to clean them. So I was like, well, what would you do? I was like, would you go, like, get a sheet and cut it up and wet it and, like, clean them? And mm-hmm. she's like, no, I'd have to just leave them like that. There was nothing. My God. I said, you would do that? I'm like, what if that was your grandparent? No, I said that. And then I asked her, I was like, what if that was your grandparent? How could you do something? She was like, well, this is a facility, and they're supposed to be run a certain way. And if they don't have it, why should I have to know? You know, people feel how they feel. But for me, no, I would have cut up a sheet or a towel.
Right.
And I would have washed that person. Because it could have been me. It could have been my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, my auntie, my uncle, a friend.
Fuck that.
A friend's mother. Get out of here. Right. Nah.
I'm just a human being.
You know, I know people, but damn. But then I understand, because these places, I don't know, they're underfunded or what, but they be leaving these people out for death. Like, but this was disgusting. She was in a coma, I feel like over 10 years she was in a coma. Something happened to her when she was a child. I can't even remember.
And now, what if she doesn't ever come to? Like, they're just going to have to take care of the baby?
I believe her family took care of
the baby. I know, but the baby's going to grow up and then have to... That's so fucked up.
Well, she's never going to come to. She's been like that. Well, I'm not God. I mean, I say that.
Since you never know.
But for a very long time, she's been that way.
Yeah. And then they take her off life support, so maybe they are holding hope.
Well,
or whatever she's on. Mm.
It happened.
It's just so crazy. I don't know. I think it's all very awful and horrible.
And, isn't it?
And that our psychopath, that our tax-paying money should clearly be, I mean, I don't understand how, it seems like they don't have money for anything. They don't have money for housing. They don't have money for the hospitals. They don't have money for medication and pharmacies. They don't have money for anything, but we're all paying taxes, and, you know, the money's going somewhere. So, what the fuck is going on? Well, we know what's going on, but that's another conversation. I'm moving on to... I have so many. What do I choose?
Anything, not even a bitch.
I hope you guys are hearing how she speaks to me. Okay, this one will go fast. Tekashi and his 9 counts of drugs, guns, and racketeering. Who's surprised that he's going to jail forever? I think it's 30 or 40 years.
Who? Tekashi?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he gets out somehow. Sorry.
He's so not you about feel that bad life. For him?
I feel bad for everybody.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Because he wasn't about that life. It was just a clout chasing dream, and he got caught up. He should have left that shit alone a long time ago.
Right, when all the OGs told him to stop.
And oh, they did?
People told him to
the
stop.
OGs told him to stop?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
A bunch of people told him.
I didn't know. Ooh.
He was, there's a picture on Instagram with him and Fat Joe. I sat down and had a conversation with him.
What?
I
told him,
you know, you need to stop because this is where you're going to end up. And now that's where he is. So.
Oh, he didn't listen. I didn't know.
I don't feel bad for him at all. I feel bad for his family and his daughter. His baby mother has moved on. She's got a new baby.
Definitely. I mean, I didn't watch the video, but they were like, this is, look at this.
Kissed up and hugged up and lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm. They're still going strong. But yeah, he put himself there and, I mean, you know, he ordered hits for people to be shot and stuff like that. And, you know, you don't just shoot and sometimes, you know, you can kill someone. So, and for all in essence, whatever, you basically ordered somebody to be dead. So, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. If he feels like it's okay to do that, then there you go. That's where you end up and that's where you belong because you're acting like a fucking animal.
Listen, it's fucking crazy. Okay.
But you feel bad for him.
Not anymore. Not after you gave me this information. I didn't know. I really didn't know it was that.
Okay. I know you didn't watch the Super Bowl, but did you hear anything about it? I think they had Martin Luther King's family out there.
No, I didn't. Mhm.
And the introduction, and then of course Travis performed.
No, I didn't.
But they cut his performance short, and everybody said it was lackluster and very.
I heard it was boring. That's all people keep saying to me is it was boring.
And he got cut short. So, what do you think about that? And it being in Atlanta, after everybody's protesting and doing all that, what do you think about it?
It was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
And the King family was there, don't forget that.
It was strategic. But they went about it all wrong. And they didn't reinstate Kaepernick, and they know why we're so against it. But it was strategic.
By the NFL or the?
The NFL.
Right, of course. Of course, for sure. But I'm saying, like, what do you think about the King family, like, falling for their whatever and being on the field and. We already know Travis is like a little not here. I mean, that's my opinion.
I don't know. Listen.
Otherwise, he would have said no. Like, if Cardi said no, he definitely should have said no. But whatever. Neither here nor there.
I'm sorry. My children are texting me. I apologize, guys. I don't. Well, I like only one song. What is it? Drake is in the beginning.
I know it's
funny. Yes. Other than that, I don't know anything of him. I don't know him, so I don't want to say I like or dislike, but I just feel like, wow, for that move as a black man. Mm-hmm. But then I have to understand, remember, in America, it's a facade of black and white. It's a facade of racism. Mm-hmm. That's not the real deal. The real deal is wealthy and poor. Mm-hmm. That is what the fight is against. But they throw these other things in to confuse the people so that we won't focus on that. So that they meaning the system, can do more of whatever they the system chooses to, because we are distracted. So I try to get away from black and white a little bit now. I don't know if you ever hear me say, I don't want to, like, I got to stop talking like that. Because it's not, it really isn't black and white. It's wealthy and poor. That's the fight. So he's a part, my point is he's a part of the wealthy, or he's been around them, which is the Kardashians.
I think it's both. I think it's money and race. Because there's still tons of people with money that, you know, they fuck with and try to kill and all of that, just, you know, simply because they're black.
21 Savage.
Okay.
Was he on your list?
Yeah. That's good. Keep going.
So, you know, 21 Savage was detained. He's from the United Kingdom or Britain. I can't remember where, but he's from overseas, Europe. And his stuff expired a while ago. Like, he came here with his parents as a child, and their work visas.
For 4 years.
Yeah, he did apply for a U visa, is what they called it. It has been pending for 4 years. And they're saying the social media world is saying that he was targeted because he came out against what ICE was doing and the whole immigration thing. And, you know, he gives back to the communities in Atlanta. He was doing a lot of great things. And now they want to say, oh, so they, one person put it like, oh, when he was a teenager and he got arrested for this, y'all didn't know his visa was expired.
Right then.
When he got caught doing something as an adult, y'all didn't know his visa was expired. But now that he's coming and speaking out against what Trump is doing, it's like, oh, nigga, your visa is expired. Yeah. So, I believe all his accounts are frozen if they're detaining him like this. But what they're saying is it's illegal because he has a pending U visa and some other thing that he should be legally released on bond. They're not allowed to keep him in the way that they are. I don't understand. I do understand the bureaucracy of it, and it's disgusting and it's upsetting. And you gotta really be on your toes right now, especially with who's in office. It really does make a difference, and you guys just gotta be on your toes. You gotta know what you're doing, how you're doing, and why you're doing it. And if you're for the cause, I'm for the fight. But there's only so far I will go because I don't have the money they have. I don't have the support they have to have somebody come and say, we're going to pull this shit and get you a good lawyer and get you the fuck out of it.
Like Jay-Z and Roc Nation is doing.
Right. But I try to be a rebel as much as I can in the lowly ways because...
That we can do.
And that's just giving information. That's how I do. Whoever want to listen, I give information. That's you can research it yourself just to be sure you're safe.
Education is worth a lot. Information is worth a lot.
I'm sad about 21 Savage, and I hope one now that I know the full story because people are like,
Tommy said,
"What is she
that saying? Bitch, Tommy Lauren?"
No, yeah. I got 1, 2, 3 something talking shit, and then the game is going at her ass. Mm-hmm. The game got her ass. She brought up a whole old picture of her before she had face surgery.
Yes,
talking about where your eyebrows at. She said a whole lot more. Or somebody in the comments said it was great. Was at, but it was damn, he y'all read the comments on that shit.
For filth.
Like, bitch, know your place.
Or something like that. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Cum mouth. Something. Something about sperm spilling from her lips. So, yeah.
Oh, one thing about the Super Bowl, too. They cut out it was supposed to be the first cannabis commercial.
And there wasn't?
No, they cut it out. It was going to show a little boy that, you know, got cannabis and got relieved of his...
seizures?
Yeah. But then they, of course, show, you know, like the beer commercials and all that. So they're all up in arms about it, as they should be.
Because they don't understand. The government has placed this... Marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug. It was put in there based on money. There was a man... And I hate to come with a story and don't have names and times and locations, but this shit goes back to like
a long time.
The 1800s. Maybe. This person just couldn't make the money off of, or they, I don't know. I'm not even going to say shit till I get the story. Next episode, I have the story. Mm-hmm. I know I say this each episode, but if y'all people come and DM us at To Mary Jane's IMBK Podcast on Instagram or go on our YouTube and subscribe and send us messages or comment, I could remember.
Lord have mercy.
Help us, guys.
Help her.
Help me. Help me remember, because my memory is bugged up. You got any more hot topics?
The State of the Union.
I knew that was coming, and we watched a piece of it. She forced me to.
I sure did.
Because what I told her was, let's not watch it. We'll watch the news about it. We don't want to give them the ratings. The
bits and pieces. I want to actually see what was said. Did you see the lady clapping at the end? Colony or whatever her name is.
Like, I saw some whole lot of faces out here. Some faces.
First she sat down and started going through the papers.
That's Pelosi. Yes, bitch. Her name is Nancy Pelosi.
There you go.
The House Speaker. Is she the House Speaker? Anyway. She didn't listen, she was on, she didn't give a fuck about what the fuck. Listen, if y'all watch that shit. If that man is crazy.
He's a lunatic. It was so funny. It was like comedy. At one point, he said something. I can't remember what it was. But we both literally, it was quiet. And we both literally turned and looked at each other like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He said that he's going to cure, all right, people cured of HIV AIDS within 10 years. Within 10 years. I'm not saying AIDS is incurable.
But it's so random.
I'm saying he's going to do it. Him. Okay.
And why did he just randomly say that? Like, is that a part of his presidential run? That's another promise, like the wall that we...
If they give this motherfucker 5.7
like the wall, I don't want to say that we don't have, because maybe, boom, we'll get it. But, like,
we give this 5.7 billion for so much more. This motherfucker wants to use this shit so that he can get his people in and take this money and he get a piece of it too. Get the fuck out of here. Stop doing this to us. Don't bankrupt our country the way you bankrupt. I mean, we're already bankrupt. But the way you do your businesses, we already fucked up. Leaving us open. The fuck is wrong with
his
you?
His speech was just not good.
It was terrible.
That even when I left, was awesome.
When I got
that
in the cab, was
amazing.
The damn cab driver was like, "Did you want to say that?" And I wanted to say no, but I was like, "Yes." He was like, "Let me tell you." This is why I don't watch that media shit.
That shit was so good. Oh, it was so entertaining. It was literally like maybe reality TV. Like, this has got to be a joke.
It was so upsetting.
It was great. Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that Trump is even crazier than I thought he was.
Okay. Well, that's it for the Gossip Corner.
Gossip Corner this week. Guys, we have a contest. With at Bud Bundy on Instagram. Go to at To Mary Jane's High and BK podcast. Or go to at Bud Bundy. Follow. Look for our contest rules. Freaking come into the contest, guys. The prize is 2 free tickets to a cannabis event and free edibles. You can go far. You can go really far with that. Come on now. A good time. And you get high while you're doing it. Please join us at To Mary Jane's High and BK podcast. We out this bitch.
Bye, guys.